Hello, it's the 27th of March, 2019, and today we have the Seven of Swords, the Queen of Wands, and the Four of Coins. Keeping it to yourself, if that's even possible in this world of TMI, as they say, as in too much information. In the past position, and with nothing much to do about it now, is the Seven of Swords, or Seven of Air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, and the default card of the Thief of the Minor Arcana. It is a card of deception and lies, as we see the thief steal away in broad daylight with property that isn't his, including ideas or work. This is the guy who signs his name to someone else's title, thesis, or copyright, or bank account. So we know that about this card, but the swords are of the mind in the tarot, and this could mean stealing off or even running away from home with ideas and a mind of your own, doing what you had to get by. It's not a good card, generally speaking. Someone may even regret this behavior on their own part in the past, but it occurs to me that no one ever asked the human on the card why he's stealing the swords. But in the past position, they got away with it. The thief is leaving two swords behind as he makes off with five, almost as if he'd feel guilty if he were to take them all, or knows they won't be missed, at least for a while. They'll be long gone by then. You or someone you know may have gotten away with something, or you may have turned a blind eye to it, as they say. Shady ethics or questionable practices. It's more the case that you just didn't know, but it probably was someone you do know. The Queen of Wands, today in the upright and in the center and present position, demands, she's not asking, she's demanding, another hearing. Fair enough. This Queen of Fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, who was so unflatteringly reversed yesterday, I believe it was, is back to make her own case. She deserves, in the upright, to be heard. This queen, more than the other queens, has really been through it, as in trials by fire, many fires. And being ripped off is probably one of them. If reversed in the past, he or she lacked confidence, he or she certainly doesn't today. That other human on the seven, hat pulled low over his or her eyes, isn't proud of this behavior now in the past and wishes we wouldn't bring it up. In the future of the suit of Earth and all things of the Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn is the rather miserly Four of Coins. These three cards are a beautiful trio, actually, all sunny and positive and yellow. The lesson has been learned. The Four of Coins usually shows a human clutching four gold coins with all his or her available limbs, talking not only about coin, but our physical selves and bodies, and as we see from the large, well-built stone privacy wall behind him or her, our home and privacy as well. Four walls, four wheels, four legs on your chair. Stability, privacy, and protection. No matter who she is today, or he, they can't really be blamed for simply protecting their realm, considering possibly a rather dark past. The Queen of Wands is simply a product of her experience and has spent a good deal of her life overcoming her own considerable trials very successfully, which is why the King picked her. This could be a relative or anyone else coming to you for a loan or a crash on the couch or anything, you know. But the last time they came around, things went missing. They may have thought you'd never miss it. This could be as simple, as finding an honest, reliable contractor for some work on the house and being very picky, careful, and maybe a little on the cheap side as to who you hire for the job. Run the background checks, pay due diligence, all that sort of thing. Do it. The staff in the queen's hand today could be an umbrella. There's no water in this sunny spread today. But it's the queen's job to always be ready for the inevitable rainy day, financially speaking. He or she could be overprotective of their work, ideas, or reputation, and for a good reason. Or someone will do anything to get at this queen, her crown, or money, in which case there's that granite privacy wall. Do be careful in whom you confide.